You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Thursday, and Brian O'Nunoyne joins us once again. And this morning, he's pondering the meditative qualities of taking a long drive to reflect on the day's tribulations.
And a very good morning to you all. We all have our problems. I recently had a serious problem to deal with, and in order to deal with that problem, I went away, just for a day. I got in my car, I started driving, and I didn't stop until I'd crossed the Mississippi River into Jackson. I sat down at a fast food joint, had a bite to eat, and then I came home. The problem was still waiting for me when I got back home, but at least now I had some idea as to how to go about resolving the issue. There are those who will tell you that travel broadens the mind, and those that tell you travel broadens the feet. Funny, but I'd never seen a function of travel as being contemplation. Perhaps it's peculiar to the act of driving on a motorway. Has it something to do with being able to focus your mind? Does the shape of the road and the way that it narrows visually up ahead in the distance, does that help you to focus? Maybe it's the cruise control, because once on cruise control, all you have to do is to just hold the steering wheel and concentrate a bit on the other cars around you, because this then frees up the rest of your mind to be devoted to just a single issue. I don't know. I don't know how the process worked, but I just know that the product eventually showed up. I came back with some ideas as to how to go about resolving my dilemma. Then again, maybe it had something to do with just being alone, being away. Because being alone, of course, I was totally undistracted. I could concentrate my thoughts without interruptions, which is rare, isn't it? And being away, well, I was metaphorically and physically stepping away from the problem momentarily so that I could think. This particular problem, I won't bore you with the details, it was one whereby, in the short term at least, it seemed to me, somebody had to lose. I'm sure there are some people out there, irrepressible optimists, who believe that all problems can be resolved with a win-win solution, but I'm not one of them. I'm reminded of the problems of Northern Ireland up until peace broke out about a decade ago. Bill Clinton and Senator George Mitchell were instrumental in brokering and mediating, and both men knew that both sides, the Catholics and the Protestants, could not get what they wanted. And if one side did get what they wanted, sure the other would be resentful, and that lingering resentment might eventually surface sooner or later in the form of violence. No, the only solution as they saw it was to make sure that both sides were equally peed off at the end of the negotiation process. And guess what? It worked. I'm thinking now of my dilemma and whether or not the best possible outcome is to have everybody make equally difficult sacrifices in order to resolve the issue. The only trouble is, that type of solution is predicated on the notion that all parties were equally to blame to begin with. But what if they were not equally to blame for having caused the problem? Why should some give up the same as others when they were not equally as liable for having caused the problem? Wouldn't that maybe cause some resentment too? I'm wondering if maybe another car ride is in order. Or maybe I need someone to talk to. A professional. What do? Do you just, like, pick up the yellow pages? I'd need somebody who has a lot of experience, and preferably somebody who will talk fast, too. I hear these people charge by the hour. In the meantime, have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at Bossier Parish Community College and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian O'Nunoyne every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.